or darts and all the flowers in the flower tent. There were pony rides at the in a field. In the winter, the Labour Party used to run dancing classes on a Friday night. It was ballroom one Friday and country dancing or square dancing the other fortnight. And everybody used to attend regardless of their political affinities.
Can you remember any other religious societies?
We used to have visits occasionally from the Cosmopolitans or something. I think they were something to do with the police. Other than that, I lived through wartime. So if I caught the train home and it was dark, there were no lights, other than a glimmer from the station. But as long as you followed the path down from station to Bowes Hill, which was a railway line, which you can still just see there these days, get across to the other side, and then you could feel your way against the wall, Wiggy's Wall, Wigginton and Hearn's Wall on the corner, and cross the road, and I'd get myself home to Deerleek. But of course, D-Day, and the soldiers were in the village, the Canadians were installed in Stansted. There were soldiers also all over the green, all under Deerleek Wall. Small tanks, I can't tell you which they were called, but were backed under Deerleek Wall, and if we had an old bit of iron fencing leaning against it, so we climbed up and we could look over and see what they were doing. And we got quite friendly with these soldiers, whether they were washing, shaving or eating their dinners. You just had a chat over the wall with them. And in fact, my mother used to do the same in the evening. She used to have a look over and have a chat. She noticed one particular evening that they were quite getting tidy, and when we woke up the next morning, they were gone. It was D-Day. My husband tells the tale of trying to get to school to Churches, caught the train to Petersfield, and they couldn't cross the road for an hour and a half to get into Churches. But the masters couldn't say anything because they were all stood along there as well. It was just continuing. Finchdene Road was jam-packed from one end to another for about 3 days. It was just amazing. They were there and they were gone in such a short time. Also, at D-Day at time, or just before, the Canadians living under tents in Stansted used to be entertained by local people in the village. My mother always used to have about four or five of them that used to come in most evenings just to have a bit of warmth, a cup of tea and a chat, and often played cards. Another couple who also lived in the house in rooms at Deerleek, used to entertain a particular couple of lads, and I know Mrs. Benson used to darn and re-darn their socks for them, which was obviously very homely and made them feel welcome. In fact, one particular gentleman, Canadian, used to have food parcels sent over for us as children, and we used to get something like a Dundee cake at Christmas. And